Okay, good morning. We're up to Baba Basra, Daf Chav Beis. We're at the very top of the Amud. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. The Gemara is talking about the law of Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua, said that if someone opens up a business in his home, let's say he buys a pair of millstones, and his business is that people are going to come with their wheat, and he's going to grind it for them into flour, or he rents the millstones to them, and then they, you know, grind it, or have other people come to grind stuff. And now, someone else would like to open up a similar business next door, also with millstones. So Rav Huna said, you can stop that other person from opening up. And we saw the Gemara said, certainly if that other person is from out of town, you can stop him from opening up. Said, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, however, Umod Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, even though Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, I can stop someone from another town from opening up, that's true if the business is millstones. But Berochlin Amachzirin Ba'ayaros, if my business is selling jewelry, and some peddler comes into town, and he goes from town to town, selling jewelry and perfume and cosmetics for the women, I can't stop him. Delo Matzi Ma'akev. I can't stop him. You know, jewelry, cosmetics, that I can't stop. Why? To Amar Mar, because we have a tradition in a Raisa that Ezra, Tikein Lehem LeYisrael, Ezra, who helped bring us back and build the second temple, made a law for the Jewish people, Shehu Rochlin Machzirin Ba'ayaros, that they should have peddlers walking around throughout the towns selling women's stuff. So that there will be many jewelry available for the Jewish women. So he made a law to encourage the availability of jewelry for Jewish women. And therefore, even though generally we do have a rule of Hasagas Gvul, but if I'm a local merchant, I can stop an outsider from opening up next door the very same business that might hurt or put me out of business. However, but if the guy who's coming in is to sell jewelry or to sell cosmetics or to sell perfume and he's walking around, I can't stop him because Ezra said we want to have as many people as possible going around selling jewelry and perfume and cosmetics to drive down the prices and to make them very available. When we say that I can't stop him, that means I can't stop him if he's going door to door, if he's walking around with his wares. But if he's an outsider and he wants to come and set up a shop to establish himself here when I've set up my shop, lo, that we didn't say this rule for, and there I could stop him from doing it. However, if this outsider is a Torah scholar, even when he wants to set up a shop, he can do so if he's selling jewelry and women's cosmetics. Kihadir Rava, like the story with Rava, Shara Luhula Reb Yoshua Reb Avadja, he allowed Reb Oshia and Reb Avadja L'ukvui to set up shops selling jewelry, even though they were coming from town to town and they were coming from the outside. It wasn't the lo kehilchasa, as the Yad Ramah explains. It's not the normal halacha. The normal halacha is that if someone in this town, a local resident, has a jewelry shop or a cosmetic shop or a perfume shop, if someone else wants to come in from the outside and open up such a shop, the local guy can stop him. Only if the guy, the outsider, is going to come and be a peddler walking from door to door or from street to street, could he not stop him? So this isn't the normal halacha. But the reason why he did make this halacha, why Rava did say that Rav Yoshua and Rav Avadja could open up a shop even though they were outsiders, my time of why came under Rabbanim Inu? Because they were Rabbanim. They were learning lots of Torah. Or can we call Chaim?
Oh.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, no, thank you. So came under Rabbaninu, since they were rabbis, Asu Lutradu Migirsayu. If we're going to say when they come, they need to go door to door to collect charity, to sell their wares, they're going to be so busy, they're not going to be able to learn. And so as a community, we have an obligation to enable them to continue with their learning of Torah. So therefore, we would allow them to open up a store, even though they are non-residents who've come into this town, and they're already residents in this town selling these types of goods. So we do help rabbis in business. All right, because we want to encourage them to have time to continue their learning of Torah. We don't want them to be so busy struggling to earn a livelihood that they don't have their time to continue learning. A story. Hani Dikulai. There were these guys who sold baskets. Taisi Dikulai LeBavel. They brought their baskets to the city Bavel from the outside. They were outsiders. Asubne Masa Kamakviolai. So the local people who sell the baskets came and they stopped them. They said, you can't sell baskets. You're going to put us out of business. This is the law of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda of Yeshua. An outsider doesn't have a right to come in and put us out of business. So asu l'kamed Ravina. So they went in front of Ravina. Amaluhu. So Ravina said, listen, you local people, don't be so upset. Me'alma asu. It's true, these people came from the outside. But they're not opening up a store. They're selling baskets in the market. In the market, there are lots of customers that come from the outside. They're not only local people buying. All the different villages come. So they can sell in the market to the outsiders, the same way they are outsiders. So Vahani Mili, so therefore, when was he allowing them to sell their baskets? Biyoma Deshuka. In the market day. But if it's not the market day, when you don't have consumers who are outsiders, then the locals, the people of Bavel, could stop these outsiders. And even on the market day, lo amrina, we're not going to say that these basket sellers could sell their baskets. They're only allowed to sell the baskets in the market, where there are lots of people, mostly not from this town. But to walk around from door to door, to be knocking on doors, offering baskets, outsiders can't do that, because only when it comes to selling cosmetics and perfumes and jewelry did Ezra make a law that we have to allow outsiders to come into this town and sell that stuff to help the women and to help the shalom bayis, to help the peace in the home. But other wares, la duri lo, they were not allowed to come walk around and sell in the homes.
Monday, Thursday,
the day of the market.
Rabbi, with all respect to this Tanaim, why did they interfere in the business part? They were in charge of the religious part.
Well, apparently we don't, halacha did not believe in an unfettered, completely unregulated free market. It believed that some things have to be done to protect against unfair competition.
So there is no church and state?
Separation of church and state? No, not in Jewish law.
Not in Jewish law.
Things in extreme don't work.
Yeah, it's also true. Hanu Amoroi, there were these sellers of wool. They were outsiders who brought wool to the town, Pumnahara. So the local wool sellers came, and they tried to stop them. They said, hey, you can't sell wool, you're ruining our business. We sell wool. They came before Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said to them, it's right that they are stopping you. They're correct to stop you, because you're going to ruin their business. So the outsider wool seller said, but you know what, it's really not right that they're stopping us. Isla Nashrayi, we have customers here who've already purchased wool from us on credit, and we're trying to collect debts. We're waiting until these debts get paid off, so we have to be here because of the debts. And now we can't sell wool, how are we going to live? We don't have money. Amalus, he said, okay, Zilu zavnu shir chiyusaychu. Go sell enough to stay alive while you're here. Ada kritu ashroi ditchu, until you actually collect this credit that's due you. And then vazlitu, but then you should leave, because you're not locals. Going back to protecting Torah scholars when they try to do business. Rav Dini min Naharda, I see grogros besfina. Rav Dini from Naharda brought dried figs in a boat to sell them. So he was an outsider. He's coming to this town to sell figs. So the head of the Jews in exile, the exilarch, the leader of all the Jews of Bavel, told Rava, put Chazi, go check him out. Go see. Go out and see. Itzubim Rabbanan, who if he's a Torah scholar, Nakit Leshuka. Announce, no one else can sell today. In other words, give him a monopoly that he can sell, and only once he gets rid of all of his inventory, then let everybody else go out and sell. But if he's not a Talmud Chacham, then we're not letting him sell. Maybe not at all, because he's an outsider. So instead of Rava himself examining Rav Dimi, he told Rav Ada Bar Abba, Puk Toile Bekankane, go check the, or go smell the jar. In other words, you go check him out. So Nafaki went out, Azali went, and Baimine asked him the following question. We know that in the laws of impurity, a utensil that's made of excrement does not have the ability to become impure. So he asked him, Pil Shabala Kfifa Mitzris, if an elephant swallowed a basket, Vehikia Derech Besarei, and then it came all the way through the elephant, so it came out through his anus. Now, is that considered a basket? Or do we say, since it was digested by the elephant, it's now considered a utensil made of excrement, and it no longer can become tummy? So, Lava Biyadit, Rav Dimi didn't know the answer. Amarlei, so Rav Dimi, you know, he had a bit of a conversation here. He said to Rav Ada, Mar Nihu Rava, he said, are you Rava? Right? Are you the big Talmud Chacham Rava? Tafach le besandale. And then he sort of like tapped him on his sandal. And he made like some flippant comment. Amalei said, so like, you're my friend. Are you Rava? You're my friend. Amalei, Sir Avada Bar Abba, he wasn't Rava. He was sent by Rava. He said, listen, Meididila Rava ikatuva. The difference between me and Rava, it's huge. Between me and Rava, there's a huge difference. But listen, don't think that you could be equal to Rava. You thought you were misidentifying me as Rava. You thought I'm Rava who's coming to test you. It's not. Rava sent me to test you. But don't think that you're like Rava. Meanwhile, Karchachana Rabach, listen, I know more than you, because I know about baskets that elephants swallow, whether they stay tame or not. You don't. They're Rava, Rava, they're Rabach. So therefore, I'm your teacher, and Rava's my teacher. That means Rava is the teacher of your teacher. So lo naktu leshuka. So they wouldn't give him the right to sell the figs because he didn't know halacha. And psid grogros tidei. So his figs went bad and he lost his inventory. He lost a lot of money. Asa l'kam d'Rav Yosef. So he went before Rav Yosef with complaints. Rav Dimi did. Amalei, he said, Chazimar, my avduli, look what they did to me. The master should see what they did to me. Amalei. So Rav Yosef was very upset. He said, listen, they offended you, they humiliated you. God's going to be upset. Mandalo shayelo nisei to Malka de Edom. He who refused to just let the onah, the humiliation of the king of Edom, go by, lo nishaye lo nisei, he won't allow your humiliation to just be ignored. It says, the pasuk says about the king of Moab, Ko'amar Hashem, so says God, al shlosha pishei Moab, there are three sins of Moab I might have forgiven. Val arba, but now that there was the fourth, lo ashivenu, I won't forgive him. What was the fourth sin? Al sarfu atzmos melech Edom l'sid, they took the remains of the king of Edom and they burnt it into plaster. So they humiliated a king. God doesn't forgive Moab for humiliating Edom. So if God doesn't forgive Moab for humiliating the king of Edom, certainly God won't forgive those people who humiliated you, Rav Dimi, a Talmud Chacham. And then what happened? Nach nafshid Rav Ada Bar Abba. So Rav Ada Bar Abba had made this harsh comment, who said, listen, I know more than you, and my teacher certainly knows more than you. He died. Yeah. So that's true. So Rav Yosef Amar, so Rav Yosef said, Ana Nishte. He felt very bad. Everybody now felt guilty that Rav Ada died. Rav Yosef said, I caused him to die. Dana Latiase, because I cursed him. Rav Dimi Narda Amar, Rav Dimi from Narda said, Ana Nishte, I feel bad. I caused him to die. Dafsid Grogris Didi, because I had set this whole thing in motion because I went to Rav Yosef to complain because he caused my figs to be ruined. So it's all my fault. Abaya said, Ananishte. I'm the one who caused him to die. Remember, Rav Adar was a student of Rava. And he gave Rav Dimi a hard time saying that Rava is much greater than Rav Dimi. So who is he to think that he, Rav Adar, is Rava and to treat him like a friend? So Abaya said, you know, really, it's all my fault that he died. Because I know that Rav Adi used to tell people, he used to try to recruit people away from Abaye to come to the Rava's yeshiva. Damulul Rabban, he used to tell the rabbis, Adam Garmitu Garmi Be Abaye, this, while you're trying to, you know, eat bones in the yeshiva of Abaya, to Achla Bisrashmina Be Rava, come and eat fat meat, you know, come eat better halachos, clearer rules in the yeshiva of Rava. So I feel bad because, you know, if I would have been a better Rosh Yeshiva, and Rav Ada would therefore not have been, you know, saying these harmful things about me, maybe Rav Ada would never have died. Rav said, Ana Nishte, I'm the one who caused him to die. Because when he used to go to the slaughterer, to the butcher, to get a piece of meat, Amu Latavchi used to tell the butchers, Anashkil Nabistra Mikamishimi de Rava, give me before the man who's going to get the meat for Rava. Because I'm better than him, so I caused him to die. And if Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar that it wasn't this story that caused Rav Ada to die, it was another story that caused Rav Ada to die. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Ana Nishte, I'm the one who caused him to die. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Reishkala Hava. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he used to give the big class right before the Yom Tov, the Shabbos before the Yom Tov. So kol yom makama dineo lakala marit behade revada barabba lishmaite vahadraya lakala. So he also, before he would go up to give the class, the big public class, he used to review it with revada barabba. And then he would go up to give the class. So once it happened that revada barabba didn't come, ahu yoma, there was this day that naktua Rav Papa, Rav Huna Bredi of Yeshua, revada barabba, that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bredi of Yeshua held up Rav Ada bar Abba. Mishum lo have b'siyuma, because they weren't there at the end of the class when there were all the laws of Ma'aser Behema, of what to do with giving the tithes off of the animals that were born this year. Amrule, they said to Rav Ada bar Abba, Emelon hanishmaitze de Ma'aser Behema, echaminu Rava. You're the big student of Rava. Tell us the halachos of Ma'aser Behema that Rava taught. Amrule Husla, he got caught up. He said, Achi Amar Rav, Rava said this. Achi Amar Rav, Rava said that. Adachi, so while he was talking to them, Nagalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So it became late for Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak because Rav Ada bar Abba wasn't coming to review the class with him. So Amalei Rabban Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, all the rabbis had gathered to come hear this class. They said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Kum, why don't you get up and teach to Nagalan? It's getting late for us. Lama Yosef Mar, why are you sitting? So he got all frustrated. He said, I'm sitting because I have to review it with Rav Ada bar Abba first. So Amar Lehu, he said, Yisivna v'kamitru la'ar, said Rav Ada bar Abba. I'm sitting and I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Ada bar Abba. And I'm waiting for that man who should die. He's delaying the whole community. And as they were talking, that's when the voice came out that Rav Ada bar Abba died. So Gemara says there are all these Amoraim who felt guilty about the death of Rav Ada bar Abba. Mistabro, what makes the most sense is that it's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak who's the one who caused him to die in Shei. Because he's the one who actually mentioned death. He said, I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Ada bar Abba.
It's very hard to understand because we know that these guys have powerful words. And they're rabbis. Why would he say it if the guy was going to die?
They get frustrated, right? That's the challenge of not allowing stress to get to us. That's very hard. That's very hard. So the Mishnah now teaches that if someone wants to put up a wall near the wall of his friend, So he has to put up at a little bit of distance on the wall of his friend to enable people to keep walking through these walls and thereby strengthening the walls. And then it also teaches us about putting up a wall near a window. So Mishaya Kosalo Samuch Lekosal Chaveiro, someone who had a wall near the wall of his friend, Lo Yismoch Lo Kosal Acher, he shouldn't put another wall near the wall of his friend, Elim Kenirchak Mimenu Arba Amos, unless he's 4 amos away, 6 feet away. Hachalonos, if my friend has a wall with windows that open up into my courtyard, and now I would like to build a wall, so I also need 4 amos. Vein milamalan, whether my wall is going to now be above his window, it's got to be 4 amos above. Vein milamatan, or below, it's got to be 4 amos below. Vein kenegdan, or it's going to be right next to his window, it's got to be 4 amos away. Arba amos, it has to be 4 amos away. Ask the Gemara about the first case of the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah said, Mishaya kosal samach lekosal chavero, someone who has a wall near his friend's wall. Can't put a second wall up unless it's 4 amos away. It sounds like the first wall was within 4 amos. But kamei samach, had you put up the first wall within 4 amos? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, explain. This is what it means. Habalismoch, if a person wants to put a first wall near his friend's wall, lo yismoch, he shouldn't put a wall. Elim kenirchak mimenu 4 amos, unless they're 4 amos away from the first wall. So that way, people will be able to walk through the two walls. And when people walk through the walls, they will firm up the ground and enable the two walls to stand well.
So it's not a property line, Rabbi? Like, it's not in between two things, it's like in front?
It's not necessary.
There are people walking through these walls. And you want that. You want to have enough space for people to walk through. Because if it's too narrow between the two walls, people won't walk there, and then his wall won't stand as well as it would have were there be people walking to keep the dirt compact.
These are solid walls. There is no opening from any of the houses.
At this point, it sounds like it's a solid wall.
Yeah,
I'm sure
from where it is.
So Rava challenged this reading of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's not talking about the guy who's putting up the wall for the first time. The Mishnah talking about a man who already has a wall. It said, "Va'mishaya kosal samach lekosal chaveru katani." It says the person who has a wall near the wall of his friend. Ella, my Rava, so therefore Rava, so like this, sachik katani is what it means. Mishaya kosal samach lekosal chaveru berichuk 4 amos. A man who had a wall near the wall of his friend, and it was 4 amos away. V'nafel, and then it fell. Lo yismach lekosal acher. He can't put up another wall. Elim came to replace that wall that fell. Elim came to commit 4 amos. He has to again put it up 4 amos away, the way the original wall was. My time of why? Why do you need 4 amos? Didavsha dahacha mali lahasam. The steps of people over here between the two walls helps both walls. As Rashi explains, in other words, the Mishnah is saying that if I have a wall on my side, and he has a wall on his side, and there's this nice large area between the two walls, there's 6 feet between the two walls. That's a good thing for both of us, because the fact that there is a path between the two courtyards, or between the two properties, is a place that people are going to walk, and when you have lots of people walking, they keep compacting the earth, and as they compact the earth, it helps the wall stand. So if my wall has cracks, and I have to take it down and rebuild it, I can't rebuild it closer to his wall. Because if I rebuild it closer to his wall, it's going to prevent people from walking through. And if people aren't walking through, it's going to harm the wall. Amar Rav. Rav said, Lo shanu ela kosel gina. Maybe this is addressing what David was asking. We're only talking about a wall between gardens. So my friend, he's not walking on his side, or he doesn't have people walking on his side of the wall, because it's a garden. He doesn't want people walking on his plants. But if his wall is a wall of a courtyard, so there are lots of people walking there. And if I want to put up a wall right next to his wall, without leaving space between the two walls for people to walk, I can do so. I can do so because as it is, there are lots of people walking on that side and they're supporting the wall. Rav Hoshea, Amar Rav Hoshea said, Echad kotel gina ve'echad kotel chatzar, whether it's a wall of a garden or a wall of a courtyard. In Baal Lismoch, if originally we had two, the walls were separate by four amos, and now I want to rebuild my wall, Eino Samlich, I can't put my wall right next to him, even though his wall is a wall of a courtyard, and he's got people walking on his side of the wall. Right. We'll get to that with the sun. Amr Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina said, "Velo pligi, there's no argument between Rav and Rav Hoshea because each one is talking about a different case." Habir Yeshana, Habir Chadasha. One's talking about an old city, and one is talking about a new city. In other words, Rav who says that you only have to keep your wall away if his wall is a wall around a garden, but not if it's a wall around a courtyard. He's talking about an old city where people have walked a lot and the ground is very firm. Therefore, you only have to keep your wall away from a garden wall. But in a courtyard wall, since lots of people have been walking on his side of the courtyard, they've made it very strong. The earth has become very firm. We don't need people to be walking on the outer part of the wall to firm up the earth. And if Osho was talking about a new city, so since it's a new city, the wall of his courtyard doesn't yet have very firm earth supporting it, because there haven't been many years of people walking there. So therefore, even though it's a wall of a courtyard that he has, if I want to put up a wall, I need to leave space on the other side of his wall, namely between his wall and my wall, for people to walk, to keep strengthening the ground, and thereby strengthening the wall. All right, this is Rava. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. If my friend has windows and I want to build a wall, chalonos, bein milamalon, whether I'm building a wall higher than his windows, obey milamaton, or a wall that's lower than his window, bein mikonegdon, or a wall opposite his windows, our bamos, there needs to be a distance of four amos. If it's lower, it's got to be four amos lower. If it's higher, four amos higher. And it has to be four amos away. The Tani Alan lived in a Braisa. Milamal, the reason why it has to be four amos higher, if it's going higher than the windows, Kadesh Shalo Yatzitz V'Yir, so that when I have a wall, it shouldn't be that it's the size of the window, so that I stand and lean on the wall and look into his window. Milamata, and if it's lower than the window, it's got to be four amos lower, it's got to be 6 feet lower. Shalo Yamud V'Yirit, that I shouldn't climb up on the wall and peek through his window. Mikinegda, the reason why when it's parallel to the window, it's got to be four amos away. That's Izzy's point, Shalo Yapil, so that it not take away his sunlight. So Taima, so what did the Braisa say? Shalo Yapil, the reason why I need to have a wall is to prevent the sunlight from, I need to move it away so that I don't block the sunlight. But it didn't say I need to move the wall away so that people still have a path to keep strengthening the wall by stepping on the ground. So the Gemara answer is, you're right. That braisa, acha b'may askinan, that braisa is b'ba min atzad. When a person is building the wall off on the side, you're right, if the wall was parallel to the other wall, so then, certainly, we would say that you have to have a distance of four amos for people to walk through. But here, it's that the wall, his wall is like this, and my wall is like this. It's perpendicular. It's off on the side. So therefore, it's not the worry. The worry is not based on the issues of people still having a path to keep firming up the ground, but just the height of the wall blocking the sunlight. The comma. So how far do I need to move my wall away from his windows in order not to block the sunlight? Amar Yeva Chamua de Ashyan Bar Nidbach. So Yeva, the father-in-law of Ashion, said, Mishmei de Rav, the name of Rav, Kimelo Rochav HaChalon. There's got to be the distance of the width of the window. So I understand, Valo Meitzitz, but then a person is going to be looking in. Am Rav Zvid B'Madiris Kosala, when the wall is sloped. So since the wall is sloped, he's not going to be able to look into his friend's window. Ivan Natan Arba Amos, but the Mishnah said the wall's got to be 4 amos away. Lokash, it's not a contradiction. Kan Meruach Achas. If he only built a wall on one side of the window, so then all you need is a tefach. Kan Mishte Ruchos. But if you built a wall on two sides of the window, so then you're blocking a lot of sunlight, then the walls have to be 4 amos away. Tashma, let's go back to the law of Ravo, says that you have to keep walls away from each other to have a path. We learned that if you want to put up a wall, that's before Amos away from your friend's gutter. So that if he needs to clean his gutters, he can put up a ladder. Time Mishum Sulam, he needs to have space to put up a ladder. Of Mishum Dav Shalobu, we don't need to have space there that people can keep walking. When it says Achma Yaskina b'maschila Mishupas, there we're talking about a gutter that was sloped. If we talk about the path, people are walking under the sloped roof, and they are strengthening the earth to keep the wall strong.
That was the same.